So, John, Infor introduced Coleman, which is their AI platform, and they talked about some applications that are coming and a few that are, I guess, already available, supposedly. What was your general take on this? It was the big news of the conference, and I'm wondering what your overall feeling is about this.
Well, there were some things I liked about how Infor approaches this. I like the name, which has a historical reference, which is interesting. Listeners could look up. But I think a bigger thing is that I thought Infor offered a coherent explanation as to how AI fits into the other layers of their software. And I thought in particular, Duncan Negro, the president, did a nice job of talking about how we need enterprise apps to be more conversational. And there's absolutely an AI component to that, because to get things done actually requires a lot of sophistication. And that's the other thing Infor has talked a lot about this conference, how its Ion infrastructure gives you access. I think Engel was saying that 80% of data that you need to make a decision might be outside of your core ERP system. So those things are all connected, right? You need the right data if your AI is going to be intelligent at all and give you relevant information and answers and help you make actionable decisions. So I like that idea about the more conversational way of approaching ERP, and I thought they did a good job of kind of expressing that, and also the implications that this will all be available to their customers without extra cost, I think, was pretty appealing as well. The catch there being two things. One is it's clear these apps aren't very far along yet, and we can go into that further if you want to. And the second thing would simply be that you got to upgrade to the latest and greatest cloud suite to get that. And a lot of Infor customers are not on the cloud suite release. There's a lot of Infor products. We can make ourselves dizzy, you and I, talking about them all.
So the other thing is that, you know, these applications, as you pointed out, they live in the cloud, and I guess a fair amount of the data needs to go to the cloud somehow to be processed there. You have some opinions about how Infor is approaching the cloud in general and multi-tenancy. How does that play into this, Coleman?
Well, I just think it's important for if you're looking at Infor, if you're a customer, just to understand a little bit that Infor's got a pretty nice track record now in talking about cloud. They said, I think they have 8,488 customers in the cloud currently. But just to keep in mind that their partnership with AWS means that those companies are in the cloud, but they might not be running Infor's multi-tenant SaaS product, which is still, I think, relatively early if you want to talk about an ERP SaaS suite, which is kind of where all the vendors are ultimately angling. If you look at everything from Oracle to SAP to Workday to Salesforce or FinancialForce, they're all talking about a multi-tenant SaaS ERP product of the future. That is still fairly early stages when it comes to Infor, but in terms of cloud sophistication, they have quite a bit. So it really depends on the product you're running. Like anything else, we have to understand these terms that are thrown around kind of loosely is all.
A number of the analysts I spoke to here said that another problem is that a lot of the data they want to use is locked in ERP systems that are still on-premise.
Right. And that's obviously one of the arguments for moving to the cloud. But it's also an argument for just in general upgrading to more modern releases, but also just thinking about, in general, how your information flow is going to work. We talk about it sometimes in terms of data gravity. You can have effective data management on-premise as well. It's just that there's a lot that has to be done to liberate these siloed applications to make that actually work. Infor's got a pretty good answer to that in terms of Ion and how that can work for customers. But in general, we're talking about things like APIs and Ion. And let's be frank, a lot of ass-busting work like getting all that organized.
Well, going back roughly a year, Oracle has had adaptive intelligent applications, at least the announcement for that.
Right.
SAP has been announcing some AI products and has a chatbot or some chatbots. So they are going into this. It seems as if AI is all the rage in ERP. How do you compare what Infor announced here to what SAP and Oracle seem to be doing?
Well, they all three have in common that it's somewhat aspirational announcements, right? Mm-hmm. When you kick the tires, what you don't hear, for example, is you don't hear customers coming on stage saying, I use this, this really, you know, helped me, I saved a lot of money using this. You're not hearing those stories yet. In fact, today, I thought Infor missed an opportunity yesterday when they announced Coleman, not to show some interactive demos with the AI ARPA or the chat or whatever you want to call it. We're using these terms kind of loosely in this podcast. But one thing that I think is interesting is that Infor seems to have some similarities with Oracle, and that Oracle's made it pretty clear that they want to embed a lot of this into their stack. In other words, you wouldn't pay extra for it. It would come as part of what you're getting. Granted, there are probably asterisks around what versions you're running and stuff like that. That's very similar to what Infor is talking about. SAP is sort of a mix because they're delivering some stuff within their apps, but they're also talking about a Leonardo platform that would involve next-gen projects that are centered around scoping and designing a very specific outcome. And a lot of those apps might actually be extra charge the way I'm looking at it now. I don't think that's a huge concern at this point, because I think it's more a matter for us to understand, you know, we've talked a lot about this. There's some obvious ways I think it could make the enterprise more efficient and better. And there's also a lot of dangers to ceding algorithmic control over decision-making. We talked about an example, me and my friend the other day, about an intelligent forklift that has to choose between injuring the operator and injuring workers on the ground. These are the kinds of algorithmic things that are not simple, but it's easy to see that automation can save companies money if it's done properly, and I think that's why there's a lot of fuss around this now.
We were talking earlier about Copilot, which I guess is the general name for the SAP chatbot. Is that anything special about that chatbot? Are they taking more of a bot approach, or is nothing to note there?
I don't know that there's anything special about SAP will tell you it's incredibly special. I haven't seen Copilot in action yet, but I think where SAP could find some strengths is, again, that your Copilot is only as smart as your data. A lot of SAP customers are very invested in the product across a number of departments and functional areas. That would give, I think, Copilot a head start towards providing you with proper answers and guidance. But at this point, I really can't say, oh, I like this chatbot better than the next, because they haven't been properly demoed to me, nor have I seen enough customer examples. So I hate to disappoint the listeners, but I can't handicap that race yet.
Well, you're probably not alone in not actually seeing a lot of...
Sorry, man. If you have, please clue
us
in.
No, I have not. So what would be your advice to either current Infor users or maybe people are thinking of switching to Infor for their ERP? Should they be kicking tires? Can they even get that far?
Right. Well, I think existing Infor customers are hard to give advice for because they span so many different products. But I think it's really important to understand what your upgrade roadmap is. I hope I don't sound like a vendor salesperson, but I'm a big believer in modernizing your ERP infrastructure one way or the other. And that would mean that I'm not a fan of, like, some advocate a legacy wrapper approach where you leave that old stuff the way it sits, and then you just build new stuff on top of it, and maybe it gradually goes away if you cross your fingers. I'm not a fan of that. I think you need to modernize your infrastructure and fit that into your plans over time. Granted, it needs a business case. So it's very important, if you're an Infor customer, to understand what that roadmap looks like for you from where you sit now. Infor has a program called Upgrade X, which supposedly makes that easier, more affordable for you. But if you're a non-Infor customer, then I think it's really going to be, like all of these decisions, it comes down to industry fit. I mean, Infor has excelled in certain verticals and has also been a leader in defining sort of the notion of a vertical approach to ERP. So you look at everything from government to their all-in approach to retail, manufacturing, distribution. Those are a few, but there's more that they're very strong in. So in anything like this, what you want is you want a trusted partner and maybe an independent advisor as well to help you to shortlist a number of products. I'm not in the business of recommending products, and I think there's never like a clear winner. It's more about kicking tires in your situation. For example, I've seen situations where a cloud product would be the ideal for a company, but the functionality they needed for their industry was only available on-premise, so they would go in that direction. So there's really no way to, we talk about, oh, this is the perfect road, but it's only that for a particular customer.
Well, John, thanks again for your time. Always good to see you.
I hope that answer wasn't a cop-out.
No.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.